go back to your doctor and ask her for a blood test. But I didn't go back to the doctor. I went to the West Indies, and when I came back, I had an appointment to go for a DNC at Selyoke Hospital. And that's why when they says, are you a diabetic? And I said, no. And the nurse said to me, she said, yes, you are a diabetic. And then they start treating me for diabetes.
But you'd managed without that treatment for how long?
I was going for about, it was about 6 or 7 months. I was carrying on with this problem without knowing anything about diabetes, you know. Because although Mom was a diabetic, I didn't know the symptoms of it. When you become a diabetic, before you become a diabetic wholly, because they say you get on the borderline or something before you come straight. But I didn't know what happened, really. So as much as I was here, I was still sort of a fool to it, you know, until I went to the hospital, I found out.
What did the hospital do?
They put me over to Mr. Page, and they gave me half a tablet. First, they put me on a diet, which worked very well because the children keep me away from the kitchen. I allow to go in the kitchen and cook, but after I finish that, anything else I want, the children would give me so that I don't take too much. And I lose quite a bit of weight. And when I went back up in January, that was about October, November, and when I go back up in the January, they was very pleased because I lost the weight, you know, because I used to be 13 stone. And after I lost the weight, they put me in a half of a tablet. And then that wasn't working very well, so they put me in a hole until now. I'm taking 2, 3, 4 diabetic tablets in the morning, and I'm taking 2 at dinner time and 3 in the night now. But now it's time.